The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. To Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. It is a Thursday afternoon as I broadcast from North Carolina. A pretty hot day, but not as hot as it was last week. So glad that for that little relief. Today's date, September the 1st in the year they call 2016. Again, this year has just flown by. I don't know if it's just been so much that has been going on. I mean, there have been some major stories that have occurred over this year, 2016. I don't know why. It just seems that time is just going by fast, and I'm not having fun. So, you know, because they say time flies when you're having fun, but it's been no fun here. So anyway. We do have our regularly scheduled contributor coming on today. Probably in just a minute or so, we'll be speaking with Brother Kwabena Rasuli from Clear the Airways Project, doing that great work and trying to get murder music and all other kinds of destructive, what they call hip-hop or rap music, I call it crap music, off the public airwaves. Again, not trying to censor content, just trying to put it in its proper place. And this sort of music has no place on the public airwaves, especially between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 o'clock p.m. All of this obscene music, all of this murder music is the best way I can describe it. And so we'll be talking to him today, as we do every 2 weeks on a Thursday, about some of his latest events that he has coming up, some of the latest work that they have been engaged in. Again, this he isn't, and Clear the Airways Project isn't the only organization that is focusing on this issue. There are a number of other groups in different cities who are focusing on this issue, and it is a very important issue if you believe, like I believe, when Malcolm X stated that media is the most powerful entity on the planet, it controls the minds of the masses. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that when I used to listen to gangster rap back in the day when I was still in my 20s, that it made me go out and do things. And no, it did not. It did not. But I like to think I have a strong mind and that I'm not, you know, going to allow myself to be influenced to do things that I know are just foul and wrong. Has it ever had influence on me? Certainly it has influenced my clothing choices in the past. It has, you know, the type of language I might use, the slang and whatnot. So, I mean, this is pertaining to all groups of people. It has an effect on them. So looking forward to speaking to Brother Kwabena about this issue, and I do believe we got him on the line. Brother Kwabena, do we have you, sir?
Hey, you got me, brother. How you feel, man?
I'm doing okay, man. It's just so much going on. But I don't like to highlight anything I'm personally going through because our people collectively are just going through so much. So I'm doing the best I can under these conditions, bro.
My sentiments, exactly, man. It's tough. Yeah, it used to influence me a little bit back in the day, that ratchet music, too. And like it does a lot of others, but a lot of us are not able, I mean, we kind of like, it doesn't influence us as much, so
right.
Outwardly. So fortunately, it doesn't, because even more would be going through some crazy stuff. But a lot of people, man, are psychologically damaged by this media. If we jump right into it.
Right. And I have to acknowledge that, you know, that it media in general, and including the music that I listened to as a young man, it did have an impact on me. I mean, Prince had me chasing down every woman I could find that looked a certain kind of way, looked good to me. And, you know, people who know Prince music, it was heavily sexualized. And I'm not going to lie, it had me thinking like that as an 18-year-old and 19-year-old.
You said Prince did?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man. Shoot. Me and my crew, man, time, Moore's Day in the time, the way that they dress, that's how we was dressing back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you know, these artists, the music industry, we would be foolish not to acknowledge the power that it can have over people. And I'm not going to say that all the violence that we see out there is because of the music, but it is part of the recipe. It is part of the recipe with a whole lot of other different issues in these communities. And it just makes no sense for people to be promoting this type of stuff. But then at the same time, when somebody gets shot, oh, they won't talk about black on black crime. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. And you know, it means, you know, everybody knows about all the shooting that's going on in Chicago. Right now we're up to almost 12 human beings every day getting shot in Chicago. And yet again, we turned the radio on. I was going to the little grocery store after work yesterday, and on the way into the store, the last song I heard on this mix was the song about, you know, we got the key to the streets, where the chopper blew his face off, chopper decapitate him, blow his face off. Man, I was in the grocery store about 15 minutes, got back in the car, turned the radio on, same song was on, dude, same song.
I saw over the weekend, I mean, not over the weekend, but over this past week, you had shared a story on social media about a rapper who was recently killed, shot in the head, I believe, at a pool party in Los Angeles, in California. And so you had shared that story. The young man's name was Kid Cali is what he went by. I had to pull up his real name because I don't recall it. Justin Lishi, I believe, is his name.
Yeah, Justin Lishi, yes.
Yeah, Justin Lishi. And so he was killed August the 20th at a pool party. And like you know, when you posted that, you offered condolences to the family. I want to offer my condolences to the family. Anything that I say in regards to this type of music that he did produce, now he was producing this type of music, I am not saying that he should have been killed or anything like that. I'm not saying that, you know, since he's been putting out all this murder music, then, you know, he just reaped what he'd been sowing through, you know, those musical lyrical seeds and whatnot. So that is not the position that I'm taking. I think that we should value all life. And so he is just a victim of this problem that we have in the United States, and unfortunately he was part of the problem. And then what's so sad though is that a lot of these young men and women that get into the game, they may not even want to produce this type of music. But I have learned over the years from people like Paul Porter and his site Rap Rehab about some of the insider knowledge and how these deals get made. But this is the type of music that they pushing for in rap. So I'm just, you know, saddened by all of this. But I pulled up one of his videos on YouTube. And just to let you hear this music, I'm going to share about a one-minute clip with you. So let me find that clip right quick. Where you from? This is Kid Cali. This video just came out earlier this year, right at the beginning of the summer, I believe. So let me go ahead and cue this up.
Where you from? I don't think you don't look like you belong in the club, homie. You gon' need a banger where I live, cause they do a lot of pain where I live. Where you from? I ain't pain, I ain't pain. That nigga say, where you from? I ain't pain, you don't look like you belong in the club, homie. My nigga's about to kill him. They'll snatch your shit in the lobby. And you ain't welcome over here if you ain't catching a body. And if you banging with a snitch, both you niggas is lame. Park a nigga at the light for jumping out of his lane. Chop and knock him out the car and knock him out of his frame. Dumb nigga, chop and knock his thoughts out of his brain. When he got up on the stand, first the nigga was hurt. Now we sitting in his bushes till the shit on his shirt. You know it really ain't a problem cause the body the proof. And if Mozzie gas on him, then we following suit. And if he got the bag on him, we'll be following you. And if you wanna die for it, we'll be bodying you. The body the proof. My niggas on that hunt him down to kill shit. Pull up on the back street, I cock it, then I drill shit. I got it on me, ain't no guessing a probably. Cause you ain't welcome over here if you ain't catching a body, huh?
You gon' need a banger where I live. Cause I do a lot of banger where I live. Where you from?
Quabner, to your thoughts. Brother Quabner, do we have you still on the line?
What'd you say, brother?
I'm sorry, your thoughts on what we just heard?
I think it's just sad. You know, that's what it is. And, you know, a lot of people, man, aren't understanding how this violent culture has just inundated us. It's just all over and it's everywhere. And we as adults have to take our heads out of the sand and understand, like Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, hip-hop has annihilated the self-respect of black people. As simple as that. And, you know, so when this young brother out here, you know, rapper,
No, go ahead. I was pulling up an article and ad started playing, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, like I said, it just that's what it is today, man, and it's just so unfortunate because so many of us are caught up in it. And so that's one of the reasons you have all this. You know, he was killed a week and a half ago in L.A. You know, we had a brother that was killed last weekend. I believe it was in North Carolina at a Young Sleazy concert, or either Virginia or North Carolina. Well, y'all call him Jeezy, but Young Sleazy concert was shot in the head and killed. And, you know, it happens all the time, bro, and it's promoted. You know, when y'all saw the video, I'm glad you shared the video, all of them got guns, robbing, and just dropping in bombs, which is basically a license to kill when you start using that self-hating, dehumanizing language.
And that is exactly what it is. It's dehumanizing. It devalues life. And when young, impressionable minds are exposed to this type of stuff, man, it has an impact on them. It really does. I wish people would do their research. And now, I don't know if this has been played on any of the radio stations. And again, when we're talking about the radio airwaves in relation to Clear the Airwaves Project, we're talking about the terrestrial radio station. We're not talking about subscriber-based satellite radio. We're not talking about internet radio. The FCC doesn't have any rules or any kind of regulations as it pertains to internet radio or satellite radio. It's pretty much anything goes. But in terms of terrestrial radio, there are obscenity rules. There are supposed to be community standards. And oftentimes, this is, you know, I don't listen to it like you do, Brother Quabner. I feel for you, bro. Have to monitor this stuff like you have to in order to do the work that you do. So you doing it so I don't have to. But I tell you, man, this stuff, man, why aren't more people recognizing the threat that this poses?
Man, it's tough, dude. I'm glad you said that because sometimes I have to tell myself, you're not listening, you're monitoring it. And I ask people to monitor it, too. Because it's, man, Sunday, not last Sunday because I knew better, but Sunday before last, I listened to it like for like about 3 or 4 hours, Sunday morning, right? Man, my whole day was messed up. My whole day was messed up. So I listened a little bit this Sunday, but only for a little while, by 9 o'clock. You know, I had it off. It was off. And it is awful. It is awful. I mean, if it ain't about stripping, it's about not smoking weed now. It's about Molly. It's about Lean. It's about the most horrific pharmaceutical drugs and illegal drugs. You know, it's about disrespecting women to the utmost. You know, we talked about it last year. Get a wholesome ex. She gonna want a sex every end in the set. It's talking about drugging a sister and gang raping her. And so when I asked my young one of my young junior high school students about that song, he knew the song. I said, well, how would you react if your big sister or your mama wanted to go out and have a good time at a party at a club, and somebody slipped a Mickey in her drink or put some drugs in her drink, and she was lost her mind and was sexually assaulted? What would you do? He simply responded, it's killing time. It's killing time.
Wow.
So a lot of stuff, man, and that's violent. That's violent to the sister. It's violent to our sisters. It's violent when the young man saying, oh, I ain't got to deal with this. So, man, it's just, I just can't, Scotty, we heard me talk about this before. It's hard to fathom, especially when I was younger, that our music, our beautiful, funky, soul, beautiful singers, our music would come to this. And what's even harder to imagine is that we ain't doing nothing about it hardly. That it's taking such a struggle to get us to, like, say, hey, no, we got to put a stop to this. Even just today, I'm looking at a thing with Father Flager out of 79th and Racine or somewhere, shutting the block down. That's fine. Shut the block down. Have a forum. You know, go to a school and talk about this. Do what I do a lot of times in these places. But nowhere, no how does that compare to the impact of mass media constantly pushing this poison on our people. It has to stop. And it ain't going to stop until we make it stop, Scotty. We have to organize and make it stop.
Right. Over the years, Brother Kwabena, I have had conversations, whether it was on the radio or offline, just between me and the individual. And I have talked to them about this. And, you know, I've often heard the excuse, well, what about the First Amendment? This is freedom of speech. And so I don't think that you have the freedom of speech to, you know, just go on the airwaves and just say anything, you know, promote any kind of thing. I'm looking right now. Let's break it down. Let me not, you know, treat this with kid gloves. Right now, we got millions of people all in the media talking about Colin Kaepernick's silent protests of just sitting down, which is a form of expression covered by the First Amendment, and everybody wants to say, oh, he shouldn't have done that, he shouldn't have sat down, and he shouldn't disrespect the flag and all this and that. But when it comes to us talking about this speech, this filth, this garbage, this murder music that's going out over the public airways, and even though the songs that are in violation of the FCC rules that the FCC isn't enforcing, you know, nobody wants to talk. Nobody wants to talk about that speech. It's crazy, man, the reaction that we're getting towards Colin Kaepernick rightly calling out systemic problems in this country. But then, you know, when we want to talk about, you know, even people have hit him. I heard Stephen A. Smith went after Kaepernick talking about, well, what about black on black crime? But okay, well, what about it? What about the black on black crime? Do you think that the radio stations and the corporations should be supporting and promoting the type of music that promotes quote unquote black on black crime? I ain't never heard them have that conversation. Have you?
No, Stephen A. Smith's a nut, man. He's an idiot. Now, I used to watch him, man, but after several things happened, I don't even watch him no more, bro. When he's on there, I just turn it. I have, you know, no respect for that dude. No respect for him. And, you know, it's like, man, a lot of the stuff they're playing on Scotty, man, you could not say it about white folks. You could not say it about gays. You couldn't say it about a dog. You couldn't say some of that stuff they say about a dog or a cat, but yet you can say it about us. I mean, we were working with, after we hooked up with Simotap out of New York a couple of weeks ago, we've been working with Bob Law and a whole bunch of other brothers and sisters who've been dealing with this fast food poisonous products being pushed on our people via fast food. And now they're working with us on concentrating on McDonald's. We've got some big coming up soon. But we were on the show yesterday, man, talking about some of these lyrics from Dave Loaf and like the other group. And you know, the announcers couldn't believe it. He said, "Really? I hate ends. I'm a Nazi. You know, let the end try me. I'm gonna get his whole MF and family. Really? I'm gonna put the burner to his belly, make it bubbly. That's on the radio." So yeah, dude, that's a top 10 song for our children, man. That's a top 10 song for our children and adults. But we know we focus on our children here because our children can't fend for themselves.
Yeah. Hey.
Protection, and we as adults need to protect them.
Hey, and I was looking at this article, taking it back to Kid Cali, and they're saying, again, the Los Angeles Police Department is investigating this. They're saying that they are exploring a gang connection to a house party in Granada Hills where rapper Kid Cali was shot and killed. There were also two other people killed. And they are saying that this is definitely some sort of gang connection to this case. But I don't know if
they weren't killed, right? They were just shot. They weren't killed, huh?
Say that again. The other two survived. Yeah, the other two survived.
Okay.
Yeah. But then you saw the video that I sent to you, right? And to me, that was like, wasn't them the Bloods? Wasn't they representing the Bloods or something?
Sound like it, but you know, they had both blue and red on when I saw the video. That's why I saw they did say something about blood, but they had both colors on. But you know, Granada Hills is way up in the valley, way up in the San Fernando Valley. So ain't even no.
So it ain't like this was a hood party or something.
But I got a family man who was at that party, man.
Oh, really?
And, they were like, yeah, at the party. And then our other family who knew the brother, man. And when I first heard about it, you know, I hadn't really heard of him. I'm not gonna lie. And so, you know, I found the link and shared it, you know, so I should be on our page just to show that this ain't just happening. Of course, we know it ain't just happening in Chicago. It happened all over.
Right.
Babylon and containment areas where we try to struggle and survive the U.S. Because that, you know, it's going all over. But and then I come to find out, you know, I just found out about the video when you shared it with me about this cat.
Yeah, so he was 30 years old. So he wasn't no young man. I mean, he's young compared to me.
30-year-old man.
Yeah, he's a 30-year-old man. Wow.
Yeah, man, we got a couple more updates too, man, because we were talking about a lot of people come with this First Amendment and not the censorship stuff.
Right.
The FTC and their own rules saying the First Amendment is not protected when it comes to this indecent, profane, and obscene language.
Right.
You can play it, and we've talked about it several times before, you can play the profane and indecent between the hours of 6 and 10, and obscene is never allowed. But yet they play all three categories, all 24/7, 365, even Sunday mornings. So, man, we hooked up with this cat, man. These brothers out of St. Louis, who've been doing some good work, and they got a web portal out called Now Protest. And it's basically, man, they have protests all around the world, you know, on that site. And so, brother was inspired by what happened in Mike Browntown, and went on ahead and worked with us to get clear the airways up, and we have a way you can just click a couple buttons, man, and you have your email is populated with a message to the chairperson of the SEC demanding that they do what they're supposed to do, what they're, like we just talked about, what their policies say, and start hitting these ratchet radio stations with fines and hitting them and, you know, and sanctioning them for playing killer music, because that's basically what they're playing is killer music. And so, man, we need people. We seriously need people to go to that link, because this is part of what we talked about with our goal to get this crap off these radio stations by the end of 2016. And so, please check that out. It's on the Clear the Airways Project. And also, Now Protest is a site too. So please check it out. We sincerely, desperately need the people to link on. We're having some issues with it right now, but from your mobile phone, you can go ahead and go to the bottom and click right in. You can either sign up for Now Protest and do it, or go to the bottom and click right in, and it will ask you what email address you want to use. Boom, it's right there, and then it's populated. You know, you can modify if you want a little bit, but send that on into that dude, man, and you know, copy whoever you need to copy. But that we need to do that, man. We need to get that crap off these radio stations. So there's things we're doing, and we talked about us not really doing anything to fight this, but there are some things that we're doing But we need some help. We, like you said, we're not the only ones doing it. We got CMOTAP, the Committee to Eliminate Media Offensive to African People. We got Rage Against the Ratchet. Our brother Carvin, I got to get his the name of the group, Carvin Higgins, out of Philly, record producer. You know, he just started a new group out in Orlando, Florida. They're working on some stuff, man. We got Do Better Now. We got Rap Rehab, you know, Hip Hop Detox. There's all sorts of people who understand how ratchet and how this is influencing us, and that we need to make a change. But we got to put that work in, brother.
Most certainly, most certainly. We do. The website that you talked about, I went and checked it out. It's nowprotest.com. Nowprotest.com. Empowering millions to unify, take a stand, and fight against the injustice around the globe. And so you say that the people behind this is there in St. Louis?
Yeah, brother, out of African stuff. Hopefully, I'm gonna hook him up with you, man. Maybe you can get him on, because, man, I don't think there's a site out there like this, man. This brother, man, if you look at him, protests everywhere are highlighted and shared with the people everywhere. So, yeah, it's a good thing that he's doing.
Yeah, I just followed them on Twitter as well. They're on Twitter as @NowProtest. Let me ask you this, Brother Quab. Now, have y'all had any movement or any discussion with some of the church folks in that area and getting them to become a bigger part of this? And before you answer that, I was just thinking, though, about mainly all of these conservatives and you know, some of them not even conservatives. Some of them is just haters or whatnot. But they're piling on Colin Kaepernick just because he sat down. They got a problem with that expression of speech. But you would think, as much as they also, I heard Donald Trump talking about Chicago earlier this week or last week and saying black folks gonna vote for him because of all this violence going on and in the failing schools. And a lot of black people act like he wasn't telling the truth, regardless if he is who he is. You know, we know he's a racist suspect and he don't care about black people, but he was telling the truth. But why isn't the music that is going over these airways, you never hear them talking about that. You don't never hear them talk about Clear Channel. Clear Channel should be ashamed of themselves, pumping all of that filth into the black community, and I don't never hear them talking about it.
They're all in cahoots, man. You see, but I'm sorry, bro. You even see people look like us who are in these positions who don't say it. I mean, we handed this to Sharpton's people. We've given this to Jesse in his hand couple times, and they're not saying much about it, man. And so that, and it's, to me, it's like, but you know, we try, we're gonna let them, but that ain't gonna stop us, as you know, but you doing what you do, allowing us this platform every other week to share with the world, to share with the people. So, man, you know, and on the Colin Kaepernick thing, man, I'm thinking about when I share stuff now, like the 80 some year old sister that got pepper sprayed, and
I saw that
the military sister who was in there trying to get the police to chill out after they busted their house. And they tased them and stuff, and what happened to her. I've been starting it off with oh, say, can you see this? You know, can you see this? And when it comes to that, man, I'm like, what's his name? Like Stevie Wonder, I ain't gonna stand for it, man. You know, being like that, I mean, that's how we were raised. I mean, we didn't even like the Pledge of Allegiance coming up. You know, we were raised, and we're not standing for that. So it's like, man, I mean, we're putting no allegiance to no flag, and what y'all did too? No, so I mean, I'm glad it came out. There's other issues there too, man. But I'm glad that, because, you know, he's protecting the military, man. But, you know, it's a step, and people are waking up. I'm just curious to see what's going to happen, you know, this coming weekend and in the future with this. Because it's information age, man. Things need to come to the light, just like this is coming to the light. The hypocrisy in that song is coming to the light. So many things are coming to the light, man, and we just got to seize the time and take advantage, because there's some dangerous times still out there. And you know, we just got to, it's time to evolve, man. That's not evolution. You got a country that's like Dr. King said it. Not only did he say he couldn't stand for that anthem, he said this country has been involved in more wars than any country on the planet. He said that in 67. And 50 years later, has it changed?
Nope. He said it's the greatest purveyor of violence on the planet, and that remains true to this day. Yep. So any events coming up, any planned protests coming up, any conferences coming up that you want to let the people know about?
And we're working on it. We'll definitely let the people know in the next couple of weeks, man. We're working on action. We want cities all across the country to join us in October. So we'll be sharing that date, and, you know, check us out on Clear the Airways Project on Facebook. So we've been working on a big action, you know, dealing with McDonald's. Unless McDonald's pulls that sponsorship before they, next month, they're going to be hearing from us, not just in Gary and Chicago, but we want to hear from us in New York and St. Louis and Kansas City and L.A., in Charlotte, all over in Atlanta and D.C. and Philly. We want them to hear from us all over. You know, we right now, we can't turn that radio off. So, you know, we're working with Brother Law. Hopefully you'll get him on there soon, you know, to get an update on what's happening with that. And on this coming Thursday, a week from tonight, we're at the Cultural Connection in Chicago, right in the heart of the South Side. And we're going to deal with, again, part two. We're going to be with the Hip Hop Institute, and it's entitled "Do Black Lives Matter in Hip Hop?" Once again, so we're trying to put in the work, and we need more people to work with us, man. That's why, please go to that web portal for Now Protest and share that letter, man, with that chairman of the FCC. You know, we got those four things: file complaints with the FCC. You got to listen to the music to do that. You got to monitor the music to do that. If you can't understand the incoherent lyrics,
look them up.
Just ask the children. I'll tell you what they say. Ask you, and then we're doing the. Then we're saying contact the radio stations, write them letters. They got to put it in their files. You know, come up from relicensing, and so that all their files are reviewed. Do that. We're saying join an organization like Do Better Now. Like Clear the Airways Project, Raise Against the Ratchet, CMOTAP, and other organizations. And finally, we're saying economic sanctions, which is what we're dealing with McDonald's. Put economic sanctions on these companies, man, that play that crap, man. You know, we always share how Rush Limbaugh disrespected Sandra Fluke. And in 3 days, lost 13 sponsors. He called all kind of sluts and stuff. He lost 13 sponsors. They disrespect our women 24/7, 365. Every time my children turn the radio station on, their mamas and their big sisters and their aunties are being called B's and H's. Every time.
Mm-hmm. And their fathers, brothers are being dehumanized as well, and you know, made targets.
Yeah, they drop in bombs on all of us. And that's, like I said, that's when you call somebody in, you dehumanize them, so they're a target. You call yourself one, you dehumanize. Like my brother who just scared Cali, you know, dropping all them in bombs, you know. Hey, I mean, that's dehumanizing yourself, man.
Yes,
you know, it's like Francis Crest, when we said it earlier, like our late doctor said, my ancestor said, it has annihilated the self-esteem of our people.
And they did it through media, man. They did it through media. It's a fight, man, that we got on our hands, but it's not one that is unwinnable. And so, again, I stand in solidarity with you and everyone else, and we just need to recruit more conscious people about this, man. It's time out for ignoring these type of problems, and it's also time to start putting quote-unquote so-called leaders in our communities on the spot. Again, every imam, every church pastor, every reverend, they should be down with clearing the airways, man. I don't understand unless they're depending on some kind of handout from these corporations. I'm just trying to figure it out, man. They should be at the forefront of this.
And you'd ask me that question too, and I didn't answer it because that's been one of our struggles, man. Like, man, if you get one church congregation that got his hand with us in front of this McDonald's in front of that radio station, who Crawford in Chicago, who also has a religious station in the same building, so we have to demonstrate, and preachers be coming in and out too. I'm like, man, you work. So if we get one church congregation, let me make a big old difference there. So, but we have like Brother Carvin, he's a minister, but we need more. We met with a coalition of pastors in Gary. We got another one in the Northwest Indiana, Chicago area we're supposed to be meeting with. They keep putting us off and keep putting us off. I talked to the sister the other 2 nights ago, and I asked, hey, you know, I know you told me y'all got this, you know, this event coming up at the end of September, and after that, he said, you're going to get in there. So, hey, you know, don't forget about me. And frats and sororities, you know, these so-called Greek frats and sororities, You know, y'all need to step it up too, man. Just these organizations that are already in place. If they said, like they did on that, the sorority sisters did on that stupid show they had out, they put a stop to that.
Mm-hmm.
That stupid show, I think it was called Sorority Sisters. They put a stop to it. So put a stop to this.
Most certainly. We're going to get it done, Brother Quabner. We're going to get it done. The moment, time is on our side. All right. And so all we have to do is just keep doing what we are doing and recruiting more people to this effort, because I gotta believe that most people just don't realize this problem.
No, they don't. A lot of people don't, man. A lot of people got their heads in the sand. We should be, but we're trying. That's why, you know, it's good you do this. And look up some of these lyrics, man. I mean, I'm telling you, it's back to back to back to back on these radio stations. It's disrespectful, foul, vulgar, and violent music. I mean, from "I will never wife her on one nighter, the woman a full of lies, I just F them and pass them to my guys, to "I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a treat her like a dog, beat her like a dog, feed her like a dog, and pass it to my dog."
Man.
"To ain't nothing to cut that B off, to I'm a shooting," the next song is about shooting him in his back like Ricky. That's the Ricky from Boys in the Hood, how horrible that was. The next song is putting a potato on the gun and shooting it like a crude silencer. The next song is about blowing your face off. You know, the next song is about "eat my ass like a cupcake." The next song is about "them hoes ain't loyal." It don't stop, dude. Then they'll play a so-called slow song that you can hardly understand, and it's just not even making it curious about, you know, making love. It's about just disrespectful. You know, it's just horrible. It is horrid. And you know, no other people would accept it, and we got to stop accepting it, Brother Scotty. I mean, we also in L.A., coming up at the end of the month, too. Remember, we're going to be out there with Simo Tap in L.A., sharing this, man. And, you know, people like L.A. Reed, I guess he's based in L.A., and that's when you talk about people out there who need to be checked. He needs to be checked. I know you saw that little young cat named Kid Coke, whatever his name is, 10, 11 years old, he signed. I don't know if you saw that one, too, man. I had to. After signing Bobby Smurder and abandoning him as he snitched on himself and locked up in jail, promoting that fratricidal song he had out.
No, I hadn't heard of him, man. Again, I'm glad that you and other people are monitoring it, because I got enough on my plate, man. And I'm telling you, man, I know how it influenced me in the past. Not saying it, obviously, it's not going to make me go out there and do nothing, but like you mentioned, when you listened to it last Sunday for them 4 hours, man, it messed up your whole day. Because it gets in your spirit, man. It just, it's like it's trying to corrupt you or something. I don't know. I get stressed out from listening to it when I am in a car with a young person. And, you know, I try to be respectful and I ask them to turn it down, because it's hurting me. It's hurting my ears. It's hurting my soul. So I'm glad that it is people out there like you who monitor it so the rest of us don't have to. But we got your back, though, bro. I got your back.
Right on, right. And we appreciate that, because we need it. You know, we need more people doing this work, man, because the sister, I was in African Liberation Band. She was like, man, you know, with this work you're doing, you need to make sure you do your spiritual work. You need to make sure you meditate.
Right.
Because this is some crazy stuff that you're dealing with, man. And I'm outside mowing the lawn, and I'm thinking of the song "Ain't Nothing to Cut That B Off." Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of some of this ratchet music I'm listening to, man. And I'm like, man, I gotta go listen to some conscious hip hop. Listen to some Lupe or some
cleanse your system.
The Rock, huh?
I say cleanse your system.
You know, some Dead Prayers or some Brand Nubian and PE. These artists, man, are still out here making good, beautiful music.
Yes, they are.
Conscious hip hop. They just ain't getting to play because, you know, they're not on that agenda. But at the same time, we love them for it, man, because they understand they're not gonna get to play. They still not gonna disrespect their people. We got to get all of them to stop dropping all them N-bombs too. But you know, overall, they're not just doing that racket stuff. But they got to stop dropping them N-bombs.
Yeah, most of the conscious artists I listen to, they talking about the systemic problems that we talk about on Conscious Talk Radio, Black Talk Radio, not the other Black Talk Radio that's controlled by Clear Channel and all of them, but real Black Talk Radio. So those guys that I listen to, they either talking about U.S. imperialism or they're talking about, you know, how they bring drugs and just the issues that we know exist out there, and they find a way to promote that message through that lyrical content to make people think about what's really going on. But Brother Kwabena, I want to thank you for spending some time with us, and definitely I'm always going to try to keep up to date, but anything that you need to get out, like it's time sensitive right away, just call me or shoot me an email, bro, and I'll get it out there to our audience.
Scotty, bro, you are the man, and brother, it's what you're doing with this media is what we need to do, man, and appreciate your work and your energy and definitely allowing us to share this updates on this most important issue. So we'll wrap, man. Appreciate you. We'll be in touch.
All right. Peace.
All right. Peace.
All right. That was Brother Kwabena Siddiqui. I don't know why I was messing that up. But Kwabena Rasuli was with the Clear the Airways Project. Just do a Google search and you will find Clear the Airways Project. You can also, like he mentioned, I think it's in Philadelphia where you have a Rage Against the Ratchet. And so there may be some groups where you live that is focusing on this issue, and they just need help. They need soldiers. They need foot soldiers to increase the numbers when they go out on these protests, when they make a call to action and they say send an email or make a phone call to the FCC and report this about that particular station or what have you. So we cannot do this by ourselves. It is going to take a collective effort, and you better believe that there is an agenda. I don't believe this is, you know, most people like sex or they like violence and violence sale. That's the excuse we hear. I hear sometimes from people, and I don't believe that. They were selling records and selling a lot of records before the invention of gangster rap and this ratchetness. So why is it that I would say 99% of it is that type of content? There's got to be an agenda there. There's got to be agenda. Because if there wasn't an agenda, then you would have the Rush Limbaughs out there pointing a finger. Well, you know, Clear Channel pays him too, so they all about putting all types of hate on the airwaves, ain't they? And this is not to excuse Radio 1 either. It doesn't matter if it's owned by a black person. What matters is the type of content that they pushing out to our people, and they operate a whole bunch of ratchet stations. So it's just going to take us getting involved, more of us getting involved, because there is an agenda. I'm going to take a station identification break. I'm not going to be on air any longer than 1 hour. Today it is the first of the month, so that means I have a bunch of reports I have to get out. Got to work on the radio station statistical reports, which that's going to be a challenge there, considering the way that we had to move our server suddenly and then change the software. So that's going to be a challenge there. I'm not looking forward to. Then got to get the podcast for the month of August, those statistics sorted out and put in a readable format in a spreadsheet. So I just got a lot of work on my plate, which is always within the first 5 days of the new month, because that's when a lot of these reports are generated. The raw reports are generated, and I have to sort everything out. So I won't be on air that long today. But if you have any questions or comments that you would like to get in this last 15 minutes, please do so. Give us a call at 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. Hit *6 and 1 to enter yourself into the question and answer queue. Or you can give us a call on the studio line at 704-951-5030. Before I share some news of the day, just some of the news I've been sharing on BTR community.com, let me just remind you that it is a social media platform that was put together. It was launched by the Black Talk Media Project, the North Carolina nonprofit that was founded in 2008, which also manages the Black Talk Radio Network platform. So people have talked about we need our own social media. I'm tired of having my voice censored on these other social media platforms. I don't like being suspended for a week to be on this platform. I don't like some of the things I'm reading about law enforcement on social media, the U.S. intelligence services like the NSA, and I'm just not happy with that. And so, but I needed an alternative. Well, here's an alternative: BTR community. Again, you may be like me, and you have been on these social media platforms since they first launched. That's how long I've been involved in media. So since they first launched, and you develop connections and you develop a following on those platforms. We are not saying abandon the platform, don't ever use it again. No, you use your enemy resources. That's in the art of war, that you increase your resources several fold when you can use the resources of your enemy. So in terms of getting information out to the people, no, you should not abandon those platforms. All we're saying is that you should include Black Talk Radio community as part of one of those platforms. But unlike these other platforms, we are not seeking profit. So you won't see any advertisement on our new social media platform. You won't see any kind of ads or anything like that. Now, you may see some of the individual members promote some of their businesses and businesses that they support, and that's okay. But what you won't see, though, again, is these corporate ads that, you know, target you on these other social media platforms. And so how are we able to support this platform as well as the other platforms? Because it does cost money to operate these platforms. Well, that's why we are a subscriber base. Just $2 a month, which you can pay in a one-time payment of $24 a year to get that subscription. Or you could, you know, just go for the $1 a week as you gauge or still evaluate the platform, which is in its early stages. Again, just launched. We'll be rolling out more stuff as more resources become available on that platform, or you could just do the $5 a month. So there's a number of ways, and then that way, then we don't have to be trying to, you know, put ads and stuff on the site and sell ads so that we can have revenue to pay for, you know, the resources that we're using. So with that said, here are some of the stories that I shared on BTR Community. That's BTR Community. You can find it at btrcommunity.com. Here are some of the stories. Baltimore police have a rape problem. Tell the DOJ to hold them accountable. Now, this comes to you from The Color of Change. It's a petition. And I'm just going, this was kind of shocking to me. I shouldn't say shocking, but it was disturbing. Baltimore police have a rape problem. Tell the Department of Justice to hold them accountable. Conniving little whore. That's what a Baltimore prosecutor called a rape survivor, to which a Baltimore police officer replied, "Laughing my ass off, I feel the same." Baltimore's police mistreatment of rape survivors is one of the worst of any police department in the nation. A Department of Justice report found that the department seriously and systematically under investigates sexual assault in addition to rampant and violent systemic racism. Officers were even discovered coercing women to hand over sexual favors, which is by all definitions rape. See, this reminds me of the story of the San Francisco. Yeah, that was San Francisco we were just talking about earlier this week, where you had the young lady who just recently turned 18, I think, but she was saying how when she was underage and a streetwalker, and it's sad, it's just really sad. And her mother was a cop too, but she was out there walking the streets, and how police would have sex with her as an underage minor in California, have sex with her, and, you know, that's how she would not get arrested, or they would give her tips of where not to be so she don't get caught up in a prostitution sting. And it involved, over the years, as many as 30 officers. So this is, again, not isolated. These are not isolated incidences. This is happening from sea to shining sea, from coast to coast. This is occurring in these slave catcher departments. So this isn't Scotty saying this. This isn't Black Lives Matter who investigated them. This is the Department of Justice. And they found that officers were even discovered coercing women to hand over sexual favors, which is by all definitions rape. Yet the Justice Department has been forking over millions of dollars in reward grants. Again, for those that don't know, the drug war, these police departments, they get millions, I don't know how much money, but they get grants every year to arrest people for drugs. They get grants every year from the federal government to enforce immigration. So you should have leverage there, but obviously we have not had a CEO of USA Inc. that took these matters so serious that they threatened to withhold these funds and say, hey, if you don't report how many citizens you are killing, we don't care if they was armed or unarmed, we just want the numbers, we want the information. And if you don't provide that, then you will not get any grant money from the federal government. But see, we're not seeing that happen because the federal government ain't serious. And as the Color of Change article says, or the petition says, and I'm going to read this and move on, if the DOJ is serious about ensuring this kind of terror never again happens on their dime, they'll freeze all grant funds and won't award new grants until Baltimore police meet the reform demands laid out in the consent decree that the DOJ has put together. So, again, we need more action from these elected leaders and what have you. We don't need you to convene all of these police commissions that are headed by police. You know, you doing these reviews, and then the person you pick to do the review has his own history of incorrect behavior as an enforcement officer. Unless you're telling me that they should harass people and violate their rights, and if that's really what their job is, then I stand corrected. But Charles Ramsey, the Philadelphia police commissioner who headed up CEO Obama's 21st Century Policing Commission, he has his own issues with police brutality, not just in Philadelphia, but also in Washington, D.C., when he was the police chief there, and violating people's free speech rights and what have you. So I do not think that any of these politicians, anyone in government, has been serious about reining in these police departments, because they have the means to do that. They just lack the will. All right, next story. University of Nevada, Reno said that all Colin Kaepernick references on campus and at Reno Tahoe International Airport will not be taken down. Kaepernick, a San Francisco 49ers quarterback and former Nevada athlete, has garnered national attention for not standing during the national anthem of the game, during the football game. Let me read what the president of the university said. The University of Nevada, Reno will not abandon the many contributions that won. And give me just a second. I got hit with an ad. I got to answer these questions. I'm just going to push buttons so I can get to it, because it does cost money, so I'm not complaining. He went on to say the University of Nevada, Reno will not abandon the many contributions that one of our graduates, Colin Kaepernick, made during his time at the university based on his expression of the constitutional right afforded to citizens of the United States to express their views, whether in a controversial manner or not, said UNR President Mark Johnson in a statement released by the university. The university is a place where we encourage open and meaningful dialogue, free speech, and differences of opinion. On a related note, I don't know if people noticed this, but Veterans for Kaepernick has been trending. And I actually used that hashtag on an ESPN article where I had commented on that particular article that was talking about this situation or the protest of the national anthem because of police violence and brutality and lack of accountability here in the United States, lack of liberty and justice for all. Okay, and so they've been, I mean, I don't understand why they flipping out. They're acting like he disrespected the flag. I didn't see him with a flag. I saw him sit down. I didn't see him with a flag, wiping his ass with it. I didn't see him burning the flag or doing anything. I ain't see him lay it out on the ground as I seen other protesters do and stomp on it. I've even seen white people burn that flag. They're acting like that. They're flipping out and acting like that's what he did. All he did was a silent protest. Now, so veterans have been coming out in support of Kaepernick. And they have been posting on social media and for example, saying things like, I served 4 years in the United States military for Kaepernick's right to say what he said or to engage in what he engaged in. And I love it. I love it because it's exposing people, man. It's exposing people. Drew Brees exposed himself. Colin Kaepernick's former coach, one of the Harbaugh brothers, exposed himself. I think he's at the University of Michigan right now. Stephen A. Smith and others are exposing themselves in the black community. So I'm glad he's doing this. We have to have this conversation. We have to talk about solutions and we have to implement those solutions. But we also need to know who is in our community and where they stand. Because again, I'm not trying to unite with everybody. All skin folk ain't kin folk. And so I'm glad that people are letting us know where they stand, where their minds are at, where their hearts are at, so that we can then treat them accordingly, according to our individual codes of how we deal with proxy racists or, you know. So, let me see if there's anything else that I want to share. Couple of events that are coming up. You'll find these in the events section. Here, there is going to be on September the 3rd, so that's just a couple of days if you are in North Carolina, you are invited to come out to the African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County, which is an annual Labor Day weekend celebration of African American culture as expressed through art, music, dance, food, and community. Explore the work of visual artists in our art gallery walk, music and dance performances on our main stage, and interactive family activities in our family village. Come out and celebrate the 7th year of teaching, sharing, and celebrating the traditions of African Americans here in North Carolina and from around the world. The event is free and open for all to enjoy. So that's going down again. That is happening. Not sure if this is. Yeah, it's happening in Raleigh, I believe. Yeah, Raleigh, North Carolina, on Fayetteville Street and City Plaza. So that is an upcoming event. That's going to be this weekend. Apparently, it's going to be this weekend. There is some other events that's coming up. Also, I saw that there will be on September the 4th running down the walls. This is in support of prisoners and political prisoners specifically, but prisoners who are on these prison plantations in general. This is going to be occurring this Sunday, September the 4th, at Prospect Park. Prospect Park. This is in New York City. I think that's in Prospect Park, maybe in Brooklyn. I believe it is in Brooklyn. All right. It's a very large park because I looked up information on it. So September the 4th at 2 o'clock p.m., they will be having the Running Down the Walls event. This will go on from 2 to 7 o'clock. Again, that's September the 4th. Ware Prospect Park, Lincoln Road, East Lake Drive, east of Terrence Bridge. The cost is a $10 registration. It includes food and drinks afterwards. This is what the run is going to benefit. It says every year, prisoners and supporters of political prisoners organize solidarity events with Running Down the Walls. In the last few years, we've had runs in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Arcata, California, Ashland, Oregon, Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, Boston, Mass., Denver, Colorado, Elmore, Alabama, Inez, Kentucky, L.A., Los Angeles, obviously, California, Marion, Illinois, just on and on, all over the country, even in Toronto, Ontario. So this year, we hope to expand the amount of runs in prisons and other cities, as well as increase the amount of funds raised by community projects. NYC ABC's goal with this year's run is $3,000. You can donate online by going to gum, as in chewing gum, gumroad.com/NYC ABC. That's NYC ABC. All of these are posted for you. You can find out about some more upcoming events on btrcommunity.com in the upcoming events section. All right, with that said, I have come to the end of today's broadcast. I need to get on these reports. I'm already working on them, but I just got a lot of work to do. And coming up at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, about, 57 minutes from now, Tando Radio Show will be on air. And following Tando from 6 to 8, that's 6 to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. After Tando Radio Show will be Blacks in Business Radio. Blacks in Business Radio, BIB Radio, which is hosted by Sister Cece and Brother Robert. So looking forward to hearing them tonight talk about Black entrepreneurialism and what it offers, what it brings to the Black community. All right, with that stated, let me see. Friday, we do have a guest coming on tomorrow. I can't recall her name right now, but it will be focusing on Black business. So make sure that you tune in for that tomorrow right here on Black Talk Radio Network, on Black Talk Radio News at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. That's tomorrow, September the 2nd. All right. Recognize the fact that you do live behind the enemy lines of USA, Inc., that a lot of slavery is being practiced against too many people. Just one person enslaved is one too many. United States of America, including all of these states that are part of that union, they incarcerate more people than any nation on the face of the planet, but yet they want to get all upset because people ain't buying into their anthem that talks about the land of the free, when it's really the land of the enslaved. Again, China doesn't have the number of prison slaves that the U.S. holds. North Korea, Iran, Russia, Cuba, none of these places that they like to point to as the worst places for freedom and liberty on the face of the planet, but ain't none of them stripping their people of their rights, of their liberties. And they definitely ain't shooting them down in the damn streets like we see every day here in America, where about 2.3, maybe 3 people a day are being killed by police. So if you realize all this is going on, then you need to act accordingly. And that means developing situational awareness, battlefield awareness, battlefield skills in order to survive what's going on out there. And we want to do more than survive. We want to thrive as well. So let's just get that out there. It's not just about surviving, but it's also about thriving and vanquishing the enemies of freedom and liberty. That's what it's about. So just be safe out there. Be serious. Don't be silly. Don't think everything's a joke, because everything's not a joke. Be serious in your interactions in this world. With that said, peace and blessings to all. Y'all be safe.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.